Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, yo. So, it's been a little nasty scenario this week, I see. Everybody's going crazy about the situation with Prince. I'm going to play a song real quick in his memory. Okay, and we're going to let the people come in. All right, let me see if I can get another song here I wanted to play with it. So, let me see. I'm a little behind time, man. I got a lot of things going. So, let me see here. Okay. Here we go.
why is it that there's a gun shop on almost every corner?
When thugs cry,
motherfucking nose.
When thugs cry. Born thugging and loving the way I came up, big money clutching, busting while he baiting cocaine, bust my pole rushing, to my clutching into insanity, they shot at my cousin, now we busting it, they old family, the cops wanna see me buried, I ain't worried, I got a line on the DA cause I'm fucking his secretary, I black out and start cussing, bust them and touch them all, they panicking, bitches ducking, I rush them up from the wall, probably be an old man before I understand, why I had to live my life with pistols close in hand, kidnapped my homies just to cut our face up bad, they even raped us so we blaze they bad, automatic shots ring out on every block, they putting hits out on politicians, even cops, I ain't lying, they got me sleeping with my infrared beam, and in my dreams I hear motherfuckers screaming, what is the meaning with the battle cars and closed caskets are multiplied? Motherfuckers die, don't ask why. When thugs cry, we don't shed tears, we shed blood. Did you still wanna be a thug? When thugs cry, battle scars and closed caskets are multiplied. Motherfuckers die, don't ask why. When thugs cry, we don't shed tears, we shed blood. Did you still wanna be a thug? When thugs cry, maybe my addiction to friction got me bugging. Where is the love? Never quit my ambitions. Ain't shed a tear since the old school years of elementary. Niggas I used to love and close the penitentiary. Still, homie, keep it real. How does it feel to lose your life over something that you did as a kid? You all alone, no communication block on the phone. Don't get along with your pop, and plus your mom's is gone. Where did we go wrong? I put my soul in the song to help us grow with time, but now our minds are gone. We went from brothers and sisters to niggas and bitches. We went from welfare living to worldwide riches, but something changed in this dirty game. Everything's strange. Lost all my homies over cocaine.
Next, man.
See, they ask me if I shed a tear. I ain't lie. See, I gotta get high or die. Cause even thugs cry. Battle scars and closed caskets are multiplied. Motherfuckers die. Don't ask why. When thugs cry, we don't shed tears. We shed blood. Like you still wanna be a thug. When thugs cry, battle scars and closed caskets are multiplied. Motherfuckers die, don't ask why. When thugs cry, we don't shed tears, we shed blood. Do you still wanna be a thug? When thugs cry,
paranoid bitches, illegal adventures, busting motherfuckers with uppercuts. I leave them with dinner, cause in my criminal mind, nobody violates the gun. I write the name of the fucking man, a family gone. My perfect straight like you can handle my team. So merciless in my attack, I take command in your dreams. Leaving motherfuckers shrouded in the own blood. Clown and take a bitch later. Laugh off the pump bitches that turn against me. Regulate my area, the terror I represent. Make your people disappear. You wondering where they went in my cooler. Since I sold my soul, addicted to these streets. Never mind, you need some toes. Say bodyguard, don't let me suffer any longer. Smoke a pound of marijuana so I know it ain't long. Where's it all my misery? Is there close? I suppose that's why I murder my foes. When the cry.
Gotta get high or die. With the cry, I'm making all these motherfuckers die. With the cry, I
still wanna be a thug. With the cry. Hey, nah, remember that shit you said? I don't know what back to you. You saying some shit about how I wet you. Nobody saying thug, whoever.
Yo. So yeah. This is the Guy 720 show, as y'all may know. I don't know who's new, I don't know who's old, what's going on. Anybody want we already got somebody want to say something. Let me go ahead and let them in. Okay. Well, we got 773.
Yo, what's good, God?
Okay, there's two different 773, so I had to put it out there. But what's good, though?
Man, shit, I can't call it at the gig right now. Shit, I flipped through the Black Man's Bible cover to cover, man, through my phone. You sent me the PDF, bro. Good shit, man. That's a good piece of work you put down, man. A lot of people need to check that shit out if y'all ain't already got it. I had a few questions. You talk about a lot of love in the book, even from, you know what I'm saying, the distance between you and your father and you, I'm saying, dealing with a multitude of females. And I remember a while ago you was talking about the Algo constellation with Medusa. And I'm trying to tie that into, you know what I'm saying, with Prince dying. Because the whole, I feel like the whole love situation has been eradicated. And, like, even on the radio, you don't hear nothing about love. Like, say, for instance, Rihanna got a new song out saying, fuck your white horse and carrots. Beyonce got some shit out talking about Jay-Z cheating and fuck these niggas. And they got all the bitches going crazy and talking about leaving their man. So I was pretty much trying to see what was your opinion on the upper elite. What are they doing?
So you read the book from cover to cover. Is that what you stated? Hello, you there?
I gotta go to work in the morning.
Yo, you hear me? Hello? Okay, well, I'm just gonna answer the question. Hopefully he hear me, I hope y'all hear me. I don't know if he don't hear me or what. But anyways, the answer to that question, man, with the Medusa and the Algo, man, and what they doing with black women right now, y'all got to understand. Y'all got to understand. They moving this shit into hell, buddy. You know what I'm saying? You said you read the book from cover to cover?
Yeah, bro.
I ain't even gonna lie. I asked you that because, and just to let people know, the new revised version is about to be out this coming week, and there's a lot of goodies in there, and then also going to be releasing the audiobook very shortly.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be dope.
Yeah, the audiobook is going to be available online, Amazon as well, you know.
Okay.
So, regardless of that, okay, yes, they're making the black woman the most angry individual on the planet, and she is, man. You know,
right.
So I mean, man, it's so scary, man, because these dynamics you're only gonna hear from me. But what y'all gotta understand is that I'm shooting myself in the foot explaining this type of stuff to y'all, man, because I don't get no support. You know, I do everything on my own pocket and on my own. I don't got no backup. There is no organization, no type, no nothing. So I'm shooting myself in the foot explaining these
you're
type of
things. You're sticking your neck out there for that shit.
Because, yeah, because everybody else is fucking, you know, they're filled with emotion and they're gonna be based off of emotion, man. And basically,
right.
I mean, you've seen it. If you followed me for the past, from 2008 up to now, man, you've seen it. You see it. Dog, the black woman is angry, bro, and that's an angry vagina,
angry
bro.
Pussy.
Like, RBG
angry
niggas,
pussy.
They need black women, bro. Like, you got to understand, bro. You know, the revolution needs black women, bro. Okay? Because the black woman has an angry vagina, and the niggas are fucking the angry vagina. So, in turn, they're angry.
That energy is going
to
rub off
on them. So as long as there's angry vagina around, you'll have the revolution. Whew. As soon as there's no more angry vagina, there ain't going to be no more revolution, bro.
Right.
Mark my word.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right, the women are angry.
Yeah. Now, that's what I was saying. Like, Beyonce just dropped some shit, and she got the internet going crazy. Like, it's like anything she say, they follow. So she's saying fuck niggas. Now, everybody I see on Facebook saying fuck niggas.
But what you looking at? Historically, when it comes to American history,
right.
Black women are the last ones that went through the whole slave breeding thing. As a matter of fact, I ran into some information recently where it was written in the law of some states right after slavery, I forgot what type of rights they were called, where white males had exclusive sexual rights to any black woman. This is written into the law. Right. Right after slavery.
So that shit is tied in their DNA
now. Huh?
I was saying, so that shit is tied in their DNA and they still
pulling that shit
today.
Bro, look, this is what's going on. They've used these women as Medusas to turn the rest of the world into angry whores. And that's what you have right now. And there's been a mixture of them, the Hannah Montanas and the Miley Cyrus and all of that. You got to understand that when you're looking at Hollywood, you're looking at the leaders of different cultural groups. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So these different cultural groups, they got to do their thing. You know, each leader has to move all the different cultural groups that they're responsible for along with the other cultural groups at the same time. So it doesn't matter if you're looking at the African Americans. It doesn't matter if you're looking at the cultural group of hardcore, you know, rock and roll, or you're looking at the EDM cultural group, or you're looking at the country cultural group, you know, when it comes to music. All of them are taking ecstasy. All of them are on dope. All of them are, you know, having young pregnancies. All of these different groups are. You see what I'm saying? So in order for all of these groups to be moved along at the same time, the leaders have to have synonymous activity going. You see what I'm saying? That's what you're looking at when you're talking about the whole Rihanna and the whole Beyonce. When you're talking about black women in general, you can immediately, you know, equate them to be angry. You know, they're battered. You know, and they're battered by their own culture before the world batters them. You have to understand that their vagina is all just from verbal abuse. You know, their vagina muscles are already knotted up in different ways, bro. Just from verbal abuse that comes from music, that comes from TV, that comes from. I've said this a couple of times in different shows lately, and this is just a mechanism. Other races don't have that type of. Well, they do now. We can see it. You know, hip hop is basically taking over the globe. You know, if an alien was to land on this planet and ask anybody, you know, what is the music of your planet, you're gonna say rap. The rap is the music that'll be universally heard all across the entire planet. Okay.
Now, what do we hear on the rap? Fuck bitches, give money.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. But that depends. There's different rap played for different people in different areas.
Right. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So.
Cause like right now in Chicago, it's the whole drill shit. And it's like the drill music, and it's like a real low frequency bass type of music. And right when it came, when the Chief Keef really blew up, like 2009, 10-ish, I want to say, the murder rate skyrocketed. So that's why I was tying that in too, because it's like it's something with the music and the energy of how they control shit. And like the, all of the
I'm
media.
Right now, whenever you have a high violent area, bro, they're not fucking, bro. There's something wrong with the sex.
Yeah.
You know? And what y'all doing is y'all got an abused vagina up there once again. Y'all got bitches running around there, 3 baby daddies and shit, 5 kids and shit. You know, nasty, sloppy cunts everywhere, bro. It's going to keep people angry. You know what I'm saying? Women who make bad decisions keep men angry. You know? And that's just all there is to it. So
do you think, like, okay, now let's tie that into your new book, because it's like this shit is all one big circle. It's like every day you see some dark age type shit. So do you think that's where they're trying to terraform, not the earth, but so much the world, the civilization back to, have more
black
of a type
women,
of control?
Black women aren't mentioned in the dark ages. I haven't ran into any mention yet. Okay, and I still have a lot more to do because I got Volume 2 and Volume 3 to do. But I haven't ran into any mention of black women, bro, throughout the entirety of the Dark Age information. I've only heard references about black men. Okay? And when it comes to, but they will use the black female, but they understand the deeper cultural element of the planet. You see what I'm saying? And the deeper cultural element. Planet is that black people are the leaders, okay? So whatever we do, you know, everybody else is going to mimic, and that includes the women of other races are going to mimic. the Beyonce and the Rihannas, okay? Princess Diana and, you know, who's the girl? You know, the Miley Cyrus and, you know,
yeah,
all of them, are gonna, they don't have the spunk that keeps the longevity. You see what I'm
yeah.
saying? Britney Spears was the name I was looking for. Britney
yeah,
Spears
yeah.
and Christina Aguilera, they've been running as long as Beyonce's been running. And Beyonce has been standing ground consistently, and they have not. So, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to that type of endurance, then, no, they can't stand. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, man, this is a different game when I'm talking about what's going on in the Kicked Out of Heaven. The type of white males that you're looking at here in America are not the same as the European of yesteryear, or maybe the same type of European today. You know, it's not there by majority rule, but it's still there. You will definitely see situations that are reoccurring. But then also you have to understand when you're talking about dark ages of today, there is a that's all based off of toxicity. That's based off of, you know, a lot of trauma compiled, a lot of toxicity compiled, and it's just making behaviors crazy, you know, and people are acting out in similar dark age formats, you know, and it's going to be like that, and it's only going to get worse. And yeah, it's going to get
like,
worse.
Like, bro, it's been 1,000 people shot in Chicago this year alone already. We haven't even touched the summer. You know, so it's like every day you see some dark age type shit, and I was just like, man, bro was right about that, man. This shit is going back to a old school type of format when it comes to that dark age theory you was talking about.
Yeah, well, let me get some other callers, because it looks like that's all I'm going to be doing tonight, because I'm cutting this show off in about half an hour. So let me get some other callers here, man. And if you got
that's
something else, they just press the number, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Hello, anonymous.
Hello. What? That's right.
Hello? I guess not. So let me see here. 714, are you there?
What's happening?
Okay, what's
going
up,
on? Man? Just got on. Not sure what you guys are talking about.
Oh, okay. What do you do? You press the one thing? Well, let me get this other number then. Let's see. Yo, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, 404.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Well, hold on, this
hey,
other call.
Hey, what's up,
man? Let me see. Stay right there, stay right there. I got your line open, but stay right there.
Yo, what up?
Hello.
What up, brother?
Hello.
Okay, that was some immature fool calling in, bugging the show. But anyways, but yeah, let's go in. Okay, so as he was saying,
yo,
man, I might as well continue to talk about that shit. The Black Men's Bible and the whole Medusa Al Gore element. Yeah, obviously we're still stuck up underneath that, man, and we're going. The Dark Ages is here. That's why I put out the material. Y'all really don't know what the extent of the Dark Ages is, because the Dark Ages is really only the third phase of the entire European existence that created what we have today, America, okay? The first phase was Greece, and the second phase was Rome. And then there's a lot of in-between stuff, and then there's a lot. And then if you really want to go back, you can go back to the Macedonian Age. I think that's what it's called. That was right before the Hellenistic Age with Greece, okay? And that's supposedly where they come from, because Greece is not really a country. It was really like five different villages composed themselves to be one of them. And after a while, or that's what history compiled them as, basically. Historians did. So anyways, when you go into Greece and when you go into Rome, it gets way more heavier. than what you see in the Dark Ages. And I got a lot of that information, and I'm going to be, if I get the time, because I got books piling up and piling up on top of piles right now that I'm going to be putting out. So if I get around to it, I am going to be putting out a book about the Greek sports. And I got documents talking about these cats killing 5,000 people today. So inside the Colosseum, you know, they had trained animals. They used to train donkeys how to have sex with women. They used to train gorillas, train giraffes how to have sex with women, all of this other shit. It's in the Greek Colosseum. It was you know, a whole system that they had set up. It was the animals that were trained to have sex with women were prized way more than the animals that they were trained to eat humans, because the lions were not trained to eat humans at that time. They had to do a lot of trickery and a lot of forcing to make the bears and the lions and the tigers attack. Okay. And there's also mention of other animals that aren't even in existence anymore. We do a lot of pillaging there. So, you know, that's Greece. Rome, you got a lot of war stuff. You got a lot of Celtic stuff. You got a lot of men living in the woods and living in the tribes. You know? Like, for instance, I got a picture in Volume 3 that's going to be coming out where I'm describing the gnomes. I'm going to talk about the gnomes a little bit. Volume 2, but I got more description than I'm going to put in mind. How the gnomes started was with men that they used to pay, slaves that they used to keep in the garden. Okay. And they used to keep these slaves in the garden, butt naked, and they would make sure that they did not wash. And these men used to live in the garden for years and years and years at a time. And they would have to eat in the garden and all this other type of stuff. But they were basically, they were gnomes, but they were real humans. You know, and then I got other cases of supposedly women that were kidnapped by gnomes, disappeared for months and showed back up naked and mumbling at them. These are real reports I got. So, I got a lot of this explained in Volume 3, okay? And I'll briefly touch on it in Volume 2, because Volume 2 is going to be compacted with a lot of the facts about, you know, and a lot of definitions pertaining to, you know, the cemetery, the occultism side of stuff, who the devil is, who Satan is, who Lucifer is, the differences in between them, how they're looked at, you know, how colors affect them. I'm also going to be talking about the manias and how I really think manias is the origin of today's business, okay? To go insane over a certain situation or a scenario, and then they that's basically what it was, to go insane about a scenario and how they built the whole social class structure. Like, for instance, pineapples. When pineapples were first introduced into old Europe, it used to cost, the money equivalent today would be $3,000 to rent a pineapple. They used to have houses where you could go and rent a pineapple, so you could walk around at the party carrying a pineapple, and if you had a pineapple, you were considered the high-level elite. Okay? This is real stuff. Okay? I had to cut the phones off, so, because there was a lot of noise in the background. If anybody wants to say something, just come in. Let me let this number in real quick. 718. Yo.
What's good, bro?
Okay. What's good, man?
Hey, shit. Yeah, man. Yo, that's crazy. They was training fucking donkeys and all. Not donkeys. Well, monkeys and all that to have sex with humans?
Yeah, they train gorillas, giraffes, gorillas,
monkeys. So
hold on. I could give you full description on how it was done too. Donkeys. They trained lions. What else was it? A bear. They also trained bears to have sex with women, bro. And certain punishments.
They were doing some weird shit. I tell you right now, ain't no niggas is doing that shit.
Hey, bro, I'm going to tell you right now. Hey, bro, I am a historian. You understand what I'm telling you? And look, this is how they would do it, too. They would put a big bed in the middle of the Colosseum, and they would stretch her limbs out and tie her down on the bed. And they would have to tie her in a certain position and have the bed hung at a certain angle because when the donkey got up there to have sex with get up there to have sex with the woman, they would have to kneel on their knees in a certain way. Bro, I got descriptions on all this shit. That's what I'm telling you.
Did they talk about these women's vaginas being all fucked up and shit?
From the niggas that listen to me, bro, I could get some real information. Some real shit. But niggas play fucking games and work jobs. You dig what I'm saying? So, I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
You know, but what was you about to say?
That's crazy, man. I mean,
bro,
I'm not doubting you, but I'm just saying, like, the insanity with that shit.
Let me show you some more. They used to kill up to 5,000 animals a day, B. Let me tell you something. In the Colosseums, in the Greek Colosseums, they would bring in ocean water, bro, and they would recreate. See, during Greece, Rome, and during the Dark Ages and all of old Europe, because the Dark Ages and old, you have to understand that the Dark Ages and old Europe are two different phases, okay? Those are two different time periods.
It's crazy you bring that shit up because I remember we had a conversation one time. I was talking to a paramedic, a retired paramedic, and she was telling me the stories that she dealt with over the years, the last 20, 30 years when she was doing it and shit. And she would, like, you know, run into these people that would have sex with their animals and shit. They pets and shit.
Let me tell you. In the Colosseums, they used to recreate all the Bible stories. Not only in the Colosseums, but in Rome and in old Europe, Dark Ages, too. They had a fascination. You have to understand that everything in the European dynamic was taught to them through religion. Everything. Everything religion controlled their whole basis of understanding. Okay?
Yeah.
So they would bring in ocean water. They would bring in ocean water into the Colosseum, and they would fill the Colosseum with ocean water and recreate Noah Ark scenes, and they would recreate war scenes, of ship battle scenes inside the middle of the Colosseum, bro, with ocean water, bro. And they would put – sometimes they would fight the water animals too. They'd bring the water into the Colosseum and the animals into the Colosseum, the water animals, big whales and shit. And, you know, okay?
That's insane, B.
People don't know what this shit is, what's really going on here with this whole shit. That's why I'm doing this Kicked Out of Heaven, and then I might be doing the degree sports when I get time, if I get time, you know, because there's a lot of stuff piling up, man.
What makes somebody to even want to have sex with an animal, dogs?
Bro, I'm going to tell you, bro. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, bro. I have found that activity in every culture underneath the sun. I have found that activity with every race. Every race, bro. It's just something that humans do, bro. You know, and that's one reason why I did the Kicked Out of Heaven and wrote it the way I did, is so people can know. So people can stop with this bullshit saying, oh, the white man this and that, and the white man say this and that, and the white man lying about this in history, and he lying about that in history. Well, if he's lying, then why didn't he lie about his own people when it comes to this torture shit and all this other shit I done found? What the fuck you talking about? If the nigga was lying, Like, bro, I've read from so many different anthropologists and social scientists and cultural scientists that are white, and they've said it. Yo, this tribe is superior in the way they eat, in the way they move, in the way they communicate, in the way they do all of their things. Da-da-da-da. We need this type of activity in Europe. We need this type of activity needs to be adapted to American culture. I read the books when they were designing American culture. Those are the books I be reading. Like,
you know something too? Let me add on real quick to what you're saying. It's crazy that you brought that up, because when foreigners come to America, they're more so skinny compared to the American body. And it's not until they get indoctrinated and intertwined into the American system and social paradigm is when they start to put on more muscle mass or put on more weight. It don't have to necessarily be more fat, but it puts on more weight. And it's crazy that you brought that up, because I sometimes think, like, what are they putting in the foods to make motherfuckers, you know, be more, have more muscular, you know, tone on their bodies, so to speak. You know what I mean?
What did you say? Say that again. Say that last part again.
I was saying that, like, I've noticed since you brought up the cultural scientists that talk about, well, we need to intertwine this into American culture, this, down the third, I've noticed that a lot of people outside of the country, when they come to the States, most of them are very skinny, and they don't really put on weight until they get to the States. Now, in the States, we have, quote-unquote, the best athletes in the world. You see the Olympics and shit like that all the time. It's just, what the fuck? What the fuck they got in the food that making? I'm not saying it's making motherfuckers, you know, stronger and superior, but it's just a certain type of tone. America, when you go to certain parts of Africa or the Caribbean islands or whatever, their muscle mass is not as big as ours. Their bone, you know, it's just not, dogs. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought I should point that out with what you were bringing out. You know?
Yeah. Oh, man, look, I'm going to tell you right now. I was talking to some years. Look, bro, let me tell all of y'all that's listening. You fuck around and read this Kicked Out of Heaven, bro, you're going to be wide open to the European. I'm talking about the European broads to get at you, and they will get at you. You'll be open to the zone. People don't understand, you know, how dimensions work. And doing this whole study for me definitely taught me a lot about dimensions. Because them European girls, a lot of European bros that came at me since reading this shit, you know, and my nigga be like, well, is she fat? I'm like, nigga, fuck you mean, bro? You ain't got to worry about this shit with no fucking European bros. Like, not by majority rule. Don't get me wrong. There's fat ones out there. But when you leave this country, man, like when I was out there in Asia, I was out there in Hong Kong, there was no fat motherfuckers walking around.
Nah, there wasn't.
Nowhere. Yeah, bro, but you know.
And you know what too? If there's somebody big and fat like that, it's just like a whole cultural thing where, you know, the whole community or nation be on some like, yo, like you way out of weight. These bros
man,
over here, dogs, they fucking.
Man, I'm not, man. I don't get that.
These bros over here, you can hide shit up under their belly, and they wearing tight shit showing their belly and they fucking flabs and all that shit.
Yeah, let me tell you something, and that's another element that's going down too, man. That's real related to, you know, ancient women. You know, is the big fat women thing that is a marker with ancient, with, you know, the whole mother goddess principle, you know, and the whole nurturing, the whole being plentiful and wealthy. That's what fat women are really a symbol of. But it depends on the type of fat. You see, like, this isn't natural you know, loving fat that's symbolized in the whole Mother Goddess. And this is McDonald's dollar menu fat. You dig what I'm saying? And it doesn't have a good look when it comes to what type of production, you know, men get from having sex with those type of women. You see what I'm saying? And then not only that, real big women are also a symbol of conquering, as a man is to be a conqueror. You know, see, that's what's wrong with a lot of black men. They don't take no challenge with no women. You know what I'm saying? Men don't take the challenge to conquer no females. You know what I'm saying? And you got to conquer them mentally, and you got to conquer them physically. And you can't do that shit by beating their ass. You know, that's for the barbarian, you know? And then this type of mental work and this type of physical work and repetitive passion and repetitive, you know, put the foot down is the same energy that you're going to need for anything else in the planet when it comes to producing. So, and as a woman is, the element of production, because you're going to be putting nut in her that she produces off of. So, you know, and that's another thing. Men don't edit, men don't teach no woman nothing. I mean, there's a lot of different elements that have to go down, man, when it comes to dealing with a female, man. And that's why a lot of niggas is lost. You know, so we live in the cuckold season. We live in the cuckold civilization. So I guess that's just the easier route for a lot of niggas.
Yeah,
if you want to know about the cuckold, you have to read the Black Man's Bible, and you have to read The Kicked Out of Heaven. Because, you know, the Black Man's Bible explains how all of these niggas be cuckolds in their own house. You know, and me, man, I'm going to tell you, man, I don't fail, man. I'm not going to lose in this game. You know, y'all see what level I'm on right now. Just copped the 72, the Delta Royale, nigga. Yeah, that thing is pretty, and I got some more shit coming, you know. The new whip, so y'all stay very close on the Periscope and on the Facebook, because everything that you see over here is consistent, and you nigga know it's mine. Everything else these niggas out here in the world is putting out is questionable, B. Okay?
Yeah.
Y'all niggas know my record, man. Y'all seen it, man.
Yeah,
bro, you can't say that about everybody else, bro. You don't know what the fuck them niggas is fucking with or who they aligned with or what the fuck is going on. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's just true. Yeah, bro. You know, it's a lot of time wasting. And I'm not gonna ask nobody to spend no money without, you know, getting a product in their hand. You dig what I'm saying? You go to Walmart, get product with my name on it. You know what I'm saying? All these other niggas, they can't put nothing in no fucking public light. Yo, I'm just gonna be fucking for real about the shit, man. You know, and the only reason I talk like this is because the audience doesn't have a mentality of compare and contrast. You see what I'm saying? And if you don't know how to compare and contrast in this game, you don't have no mathematical brain that's going to get you to the top of shit, because you don't understand the social dynamic. Like, let's talk about the social dynamic for the last 15 minutes. The emasculation of the black male with Harriet Tubman on the dollar bill. That's all that's really going on. This is socially embarrassing. Aliens.
Wow.
Aliens, okay, are fucking laughing, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, the Asians are fucking laughing. The Indians are laughing, B.
They could have put Frederick Douglass on there.
They could have put a lot of different niggas on there.
A lot of fucking...
But, yeah, there's a lot of black men that could have been put on there. Okay, for number one. Okay, and that deal that are highly... You could have put Crispus Attucks. You could have put Benjamin Banneker. Okay? You could have put, there's a whole
Benjamin
bunch of...
Benjamin Banneker is definitely could have
been...
Yeah,
there's a whole bunch of different black men that could have been put up there for, you know, from the ancient times that did a lot of stuff here in America when it comes to establishing this country. You see what I'm saying? So, when you're putting black female up there, which this is also in alignment with the whole thing Beyonce and Rihanna, and, you know, the whole thing is that we're telling you that the black man is nothing, that you're fucking, you're worse than a pussy. You know what I'm saying? You're the transvestite. You know what I'm saying? Because no other country out here would ever have did no shit like that, because it's not the females that design anything. Show me the females that's doing the shit. Are they designing the buildings? I mean, you got them now, don't get me wrong, but that's after how many years of what?
Majority rule. Majority rule.
That's
stands.
Right. Majority rule, they're
and
not there, for number one.
Yeah.
For number two, because it's not natural. It's not part of nature. You see, the whole thing is that this civilization is trying to do everything backwards. And you have to do everything backwards in order to be stabilized off of materialism, synthetics. We're in a civilization that cannot crumble down to its original materials, like all tribes and ancient civilizations. You know what I'm saying? Like, the pyramids are going to blow away one day. You know, the wind keeps blowing. 100,000 years, the motherfuckers will be gone. You know what I'm saying? Because it's sand. It's limestone. You dig? That's just how it works. You know, but we ain't thinking in time space, you see, and we got to think in time space. And when it comes to the historical record, this right here is very embarrassing for black men.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. It really
it's
is.
It's embarrassing for our entire race. You know, it doesn't symbolize beauty. It doesn't symbolize power. It doesn't symbolize dominance.
And you know what? The sad thing about this shit, too.
It doesn't symbolize any of that, man. I mean, she did a great work, and I'm not saying anything away from that. And I'm not. Please, you all know that. Okay? She did a great work. Her name is recognized in history, needs to be there. And I know many other facts about her that are not really publicized. You know what I'm saying? But what were you about to say?
Subconsciously, there's an attack on the black male. I remember I was chilling with this bro the other day, and a scenario came up where he was watching TV or something, and the dude was acting real weak. And I'm like, that's because of single mother parenting and stuff. And she was like, what do you mean? She didn't really pick up on it or even know the dynamics of the shit. You know what I mean?
Look,
but
man,
so much of them feel that.
Go ahead. What did you about to say?
So much of them feel that, yo, this is how it's supposed to be. You know, they actually think women are, you know, it's supposed to be on some man shit or whatever.
Like, when I walk down the street, there's not a woman underneath the sun that can look at me and know she can play them fucking chords. Bro. And, you know, and the reason why is because I'm not saying this to be arrogant. I'm saying this so y'all have an example. You know, you got to conquer women in a lot of different ways, man, all different types, man. You know, and if you don't, and if she's not on the floor shaking after you fuck her, you didn't fucking conquer. Shit. Okay, you didn't conquer a motherfucking thing. And if you keep on doing that repetitively, man, a woman ain't got no power on you, B, because you done did it so many times. You understand the base structure of female. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas ain't going through enough women. You know, I've been through enough women. I do the Prince. Rest in peace to my nigga. I does the Prince on the pussy, nigga. You dig what I'm saying? I'm out here culture hunting. You understand what I'm saying, nigga? I want the Polish pussy. I want the Russian pussy. I want the Congolese, nigga. I want the Jamaican. I want the Samoan, nigga. I want it all, nigga. Fuck. The fuck you talking about? I don't see why not. They all beautiful. I don't see what the fuck. Racism is a fucking male problem. Racism ain't no motherfucking female problem. You know what I'm saying?
You damn right. Yo, you so fucking right
all
about
females,
that shit,
all
dude.
Females are bonded through similar form trauma. All women, no matter shape, size, height, color, weight, age, they all got to deal with the dick being swung in their motherfucking face and money being swung up in their motherfucking face. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. The dick going to come across one of them. The dick going to come across the blind, the dumb, the deaf, retarded. The wheelchair, the midget, going to get the dick. They all go through a similar trauma. They all go through similar shit. So they bonded like that. They don't give a fuck about it. Being naked around each other and all that type of shit. You see what I'm saying? Because that's what I'm saying. I understand this, though, because I talk to women. I run my mouth a lot. So I talk. Talk to all types of women, bro. Like, why not? You know? And I was always talking to the beautiful ones, man, because, you know, I'm talking about the beautiful ones that was, like, beautiful at 3 months. you know, and they got the stories for you. You dig what I'm saying? Straight up. But that's all you got to do is get into their head, man, and start seeing what, and start getting into their playgrounds, man. Every female got a little playground in the back of their head, man. She always going to stay a little child running around picking some daisies, man. And once you get on that playground, she going to tell you everything that she fucking knows, man. And you're going to hear everything from her grandma. You're going to hear everything from her mama. You're going to hear all types of shit. You know what I'm saying? Because, and then that's another thing, too. Women are all of those things at one time. They a little cheerleader. They, you know, they fucking grandma. You know, they nanny. You know, they fucking maid. You know, the teacher. You know, the nun. You know, they play all of those roles. They all, every single female embodies every single one of them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Now, when you can communicate to and excite each one, that's when you got full control. If you don't, then what's going to happen is she going to chill with you, but she going to got to go out with her girls, and then she got to go exercise, and she got to go do this, and then she got to go do that because your ass ain't fulfilling. You know what I'm saying? It's a mental capacity shit. And the only way you really going to be fulfilling with a female is to be out there and, you know, astrological zone. I'm talking about real women. I'm not talking about the tattooed up bitches and all that other shit. I'm talking about real women, man. Real women are going to be attracted to human behavioral sciences, man. And the reason it being is because this is the thing that all women are naturally aligned with, because they have the responsibility of giving birth. Okay? So due to that fact, and a woman code is they're not a woman until they have a baby. And so, you know, since they have that responsibility of giving birth, the human behavior and, you know, child psychology, sociology, you know, perfumes, you know, colognes, colors, and all of those type of things are always going to be things that they're attracted to. You see what I'm saying? Because that instantly deals with the teaching of the infant. So they're always, every single female is going to be naturally attracted to those subjects. If they're not, then they're fucked up. And they're, you know, they're a bad program. They're not motherly material. They're not. You know what I'm saying? And that's all there is to that.
When a man conquers a woman, it's a natural high, man. You know, it definitely is, man. You know. Cause certain chicks I know I could, you know, conquer, and they, you know, I just be like, I could do better than that.
That's the whole thing. I never looked at it as conquering. That's what I know I did now. When I was doing it, I was like, man, I want some pussy. I need some pussy. I'm gonna go get some pussy. That's all it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have to talk them out of their drawers. Don't look at it as, oh, I gotta conquer you and you gotta submit.
Well,
I got an audience. Remember that. I'm not saying that directly to you. I've heard this.
I know.
A lot of people.
I know.
Hear.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, when you are alpha male and you really centered it within yourself. Women love that shit, man, and you could get all type of, not trying to get anything from them, but they're willing to really show love and give you things that you need, you know what I mean, or want, because, you know, your shit is, you're looking out for them, they're looking out for you type shit.
Yo, let me get this other caller real quick, and then I got to end the show here.
All right, cool. Hello?
Yeah, 714.
What's going on?
Yeah,
I was gonna ask you, like, what about like the younger hoes who don't, like, you know, who don't really learn much from their parents, shit like that. Like, you don't really fuck with them. It's not.
Well, man, I'm gonna
tell
you right
now. Either have to have a baby or some shit.
Man, I'm gonna tell you right now, bro. I'm a healer, and all of y'all may not be healers, man. So don't be trying to do all of that shit, bro, because you're gonna fuck your life up.
I feel you.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you right now, and I'm not telling you. I'm not saying that to you. I'm saying that for the audience. Me, I am a born healer. My mom was a born healer. This is explained in the Black Man's Bible. I am put in a situation where I have to do this shit, and I don't necessarily like it. But this is what my life is. Otherwise, I'd be in a warehouse flipping patties some goddamn where, and my life could be extra, extra shit. You see what I'm saying? My life ain't shit now. My life is beautiful. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, everything is good. But, you know, the healing thing with humans is a headache. And if you're dealing with some females that's coming from backgrounds that's not matching with you, don't waste your fucking time, dog. You ain't finna be no motherfucking Superman out here, bro. I'm a natural healer, so I gotta deal with motherfuckers that's coming with bullshit-ass backgrounds and fucked-up shit, because that's my scenario. That may not be your bag. You dig what I'm saying? So don't do that. The niggas would be wasting time, bro. You know what I'm saying? Out here fucking around with these rats. And she come from a shitty-ass background, and that background is not conducive or related with yours or similar to yours, then holla. You know the rules on the game, man. This book is to put motherfuckers ahead. Don't be trying to... Now, I don't want nobody out there thinking they going out here do the same method as the shit I done did. Nah, bro, that ain't how this shit works. Like I said in the end of the book, man, you better know your natal chart is your astrology, nigga. Your astrology ain't mine. You dig what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that for you. You know what I'm saying? My homie on the phone right now, I'm not saying that. Yeah. I'm just saying that for the audience, man. Don't do that. You gonna fuck up. You know, don't fuck around with no broads, bro, that's beneath you, bro. You fuck around with women that's on your same page or greater.
Fuck.
Yeah. And that's the way you gotta move, man. You know. Let me go ahead and shut this show out, man. I'm about to play this song, man. Rest in peace to my nigga Prince, man. Rest in peace to my nigga Pop.
Thank you, man.
And, you know, yeah. You know, hit me up, homie. You already know.
All right.
And the Black Man's Bible, the revised version, going to be up next week. I'll be making the announcement on that. Kicked Out of Heaven will be on Amazon in the month of May. I think around May 5th time period for paperback orders. Okay. And we got the audio book coming out. For the and we also have the Real Nigga Etiquette that will be available, and the new album, the Onyx Tablet. And I'm finna play this song right now, dedicated to my nigga Prince. That's on the Onyx Tablet album. This is Real and Sizzle. All right, here we go. Y'all holler at me, please.
City. I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't